I'm all for sportsmanship. Always have been. Yeah, but I also think that there's emotion in games. Hey, can somebody tell me the difference between what T.J. Watt does when he sacks somebody? Which happens, by the way, a lot. He's dancing around and blah, blah, blah. Ooh, yeah. That's not taunting? No, it's celebration. What's the difference? Taunting. For one thing, let's talk about Tony Corrente and the positioning on the call. The player, they resodded the center of the field. They have to with the high school playoffs coming up. So they resodded the center of the field. Marsh never left the resodded area. He barely was beyond the hash mark. Also, if he said anything, Corrente can't hear him. Okay? Marsh is walking toward us, right? The camera.
Correct.
On our side. Corrente's in back of him. And the crowd's booing. He can't hear him. I don't even know if he said anything. Now, did he carry on too long? Maybe. But you don't make calls that potentially alter the game unless it is absolutely egregious. And that's the problem I have with it. Now, I know Neil Kulong, we'll hear from Neil later. Neil feels differently than I do about it. But they're legislating so much of this stuff right now. And I do understand that the egregious taunting needs to be out of it. But again, egregious. To me, if it's obvious, you call it. If it's on the line, don't call it, especially at that time of the game. I mean, you know, maybe you call that thing in the first half, but don't call it then. Now when the outcome is on the line, now you've inserted yourself into the game. He's a veteran official. He knows that. He knows better than that. The NFL needs fewer calls, not more. It needs fewer calls, not more. Every time you turn around, it's like, okay, is there a flag? Is there a flag? Is there a flag? Come on. I mean, really?